Couldn't we change this morning's gospel? Another parable on judgment. Isn't it easier to ignore difficult passages? After all, we really need some hope in 2020. The following words by Jessica Martin in her recent book, Holiness and Desire, might help us as we perhaps struggle with today's passage in Matthew. She writes, "In Scripture, we do not only meet God. Scripture is the divine and the human mixed up together. A lot of Scripture simply describes the mess. Cherry picking for the bits we can stand to hear is kind of cheating. I'll recap the gospel, but first let's remind ourselves who Jesus is talking to. This parable is part of an ongoing confrontation Jesus had with the Pharisees and chief priests about a week before he died. The people had a very long history of oppression and exile. They were caught up in an ongoing cycle of retaliation, a cycle which plays out in different ways today. If you can bear with this, I'll recap the gospel's highlights. The king invites guests to his son's wedding feast, but they don't want to go. So the king sent more invitations, which were also ignored. Then they killed the slaves who delivered the invitations. So in revenge, the king sent troops to kill those who killed his slaves. Next, for a brief inclusive interlude, the king goes out and invites everyone from the streets, the good and the bad. Phew, if only the parable ended here. Yet it finishes with a perplexing twist, where one guest is thrown out for not wearing the right wedding outfit, not wearing the right clothes. Hardly a heinous sin through our eyes. After all, we dress much more informally these days. I've got trainers on at the altar. Even if our dress codes are more relaxed today, do we conform to subtle cultural codes which are equally divisive? The structure of the passage moves from exclusion to inclusion and back to exclusion. Is this a pattern we still recognise today? On the one hand, throughout history, there have been amazingly hopeful movements which have broken down barriers between people. Barriers which cast people out because of their gender, race, sexuality, disability or economic power. And yet, even in 2020, the reality of racism hit home again in the tragic murder of George Floyd and the many continuing experiences of racism. Exclusion, inclusion, exclusion. And the pattern comes out again in that strange final verse of the gospel. Many are called, but few are chosen. On a lighter note, this verse actually reminded me of the Bake Off, where one presenter names the star baker and the other presenter names the person to be cast out of the tent. And poor Hollywood goes on to say what a gifted baker they are, having done so well to get into the tent, but they're just not good enough. On the surface, today's parable seems to completely go against how we read Scripture as the unfolding story of God's love, mercy and goodness for all, where grace is always stronger than revenge. But does this playoff between exclusion and inclusion running through the gospel still connect to our lives and society? We live in a world where people are cast out, where politicians discuss proposals to send asylum seekers to inhospitable islands thousands of miles away. We live in a world where the destructive cycle of retaliation and fear dehumanises people. So how do we trust in the divine amongst the human mess? October marks Black History Month, where the contributions and achievements of Black people are celebrated, having been sidelined in history. And even more so this year through the impact of the Black Lives Matter campaign, which we hope will be the catalyst for Black history to be shared more widely and influence a different future, a future where systemic racism is eradicated. Perhaps there are particular people who inspire you through Black History Month. some stories which connect to your own experiences, or stories which give you hope. There are so many to choose from. But a speech by Dame Baroness Doreen Lawrence in her launch of a new charity seemed to encapsulate this pattern of progression set against continued injustice, a theme which really struck me about the gospel today and our society in 2020. In her own words, 27 years on, and not all young people have heard the name Stephen Lawrence or know his story. But 2020 has shown us that Stephen's story, unequal treatment because of his skin colour, is as relevant today across the whole world as it has ever been. George Floyd's murder opened many people's eyes to the extent to which racial inequality remains prevalent. I nonetheless have great hope for the future. The tragedy of George's death was met by an unprecedented and passionate response from people around the world for an end to racial inequality. And so amongst Stephen and his family's story, we remember so many stories from Black History Month, and we close with a prayer from the Jesuit Resource Centre. Spirit of abundance, God of grace, Mother of hope, we pause now to remember those stories that are all around us, but so often passed over. This month is Black History Month. Help us to realise that Black history is all our histories. May the day come when these stories are so widely taught that no month need be separately divided. Give those full of fear hope. May we come to know grace, so our hearts will not be hardened to the pain around us. There are so many beautiful stories needing to be told, and we need the chance to hear them. Widen our vision so that the history that is shared this month and every month come to be known as our history. We are most human when we see the humanity in others. Amen.